Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 176, Gentle Warrior's Manifesto to End Busyness, part 2, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. This is where I read some of the best authors I can find on personal development, minimalism, health and fitness, and more. Anything to optimize your life, really, and always with author permission. Today's a continuation from yesterday, so if you didn't hear episode 175, you'll probably want to hear that first. Otherwise, this reading won't make a lot of sense. But really quick, you may have noticed that I've been sponsorless for pretty much this whole thing. I've never had an official sponsor, and I've been relying on some incredibly generous listeners of the show like you. So if you're interested in helping to pay the bills to host all 177 of these MP3s, and to also host a website, the mailing list, and everything else, I'd greatly appreciate it. You can visit oldpodcast.com, and there's a yellow box that says Be a Patron. You can contribute one time or monthly. Anything really helps to keep this podcast going. And with that, let's continue this post from yesterday and start optimizing your life. A Gentle Warrior's Manifesto to End Busyness, Part 2, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Number 5, I will work with people who want my best, not my busiest. I used to spend every Monday morning in meetings with no meaning. I used to spend hours writing weekly reports because people I worked with needed proof I was busy. Now that I work for myself, I decide how I spend my time, how I grow my business, and who I work with. Be a gentle warrior. If you work for someone who prioritizes busy work over good work, make subtle shifts if you can't make a big change. Suggest standing meetings or agendas that support a team. Challenge your coworkers to only check email a few times a day and to turn off chat or notifications for certain times during the day. Go for walks during your lunch hour instead of eating at your desk. Recognize and demonstrate that busyness is not productivity, creativity, or love. Number 6, I will ask better questions so we don't have to talk about how busy we are. Let's stop telling each other how busy we are. That conversation isn't helping us connect or become less busy. Talking about busyness makes me feel busy, even when I'm not. Instead of, how are you? I'm going to ask people, what was the best part of your day? Or, who or what made you smile today? Or, what will you remember about this week? Be a gentle warrior. Ban the word busy and see what it feels like to talk about your life differently. I'm so busy is usually a complaint. You roll your eyes, shrug your shoulders, and often sigh when rambling about your busy day. Instead, talk about your day with gratitude. Focus your conversations on the things you are grateful for and see how that changes things. Number 7, I'll not let my phone run my life. Phones were designed for connection, but the more our phones can do, the less connected we are. I used to use my phone everywhere, checking it constantly, even in the car. Be a gentle warrior. Turn off all notifications on your phone. Do you really need to know when you get a new email or Facebook message? Silence your phone when you're in the car, sharing a meal, sleeping, or doing other things that benefit from your undivided attention. Experiment with phone-free days and removing social media and email from your phone. Number 8, I will trade my FOMO for JOMO. By committing to do less, I am going to miss out on things, but instead of fear, I feel joy. Joy that I have a choice, joy that I'm protecting what matters most, and joy because I feel well. Because I'm doing less, I get to choose the things that mean the most, and I have the attention and energy to be engaged and truly enjoy what I'm doing. Be a gentle warrior. FOMO signals a lack of engagement. If you're worried about what you are missing, you aren't finding the most meaningful parts of what's happening right now. Letting go of FOMO means abandoning the need to catch up, keep up, and measure up to connect with what's right in front of you. Don't be surprised if you actually look forward to missing the things that you used to do because you felt obligated or fearful of missing out. Trade your FOMO, fear of missing out, for JOMO, joy of missing out. Number 9, I will create space for solitude. If I need to decline an invitation to spend time alone, I will. If necessary, I'll reschedule or cancel thoughtfully without explanation. I enjoy spending time with people I love and engaging in fun activities, but as an introvert, I need time alone. Without solitude, I feel depleted. Without quiet, I become overwhelmed and grouchy. Be a gentle warrior. Introverts need solitude, but so do extroverts. Protect your soul's need for silence and retreat. Retreat, refuel, and then go back into the world with a full heart. Number 10, I will linger longer. I will watch sunrises and sunsets. I will savor delicious food, meaningful conversations, and beautiful views. I will take time to notice love in the details and joy in someone's eyes. I'll create space to nurture creative work, knowing that you can't schedule a good idea, when words will flow, or the magic of everything coming together in a way you just can't plan. Be a gentle warrior. The opposite of a busy life isn't a lazy life, it's a full life. Don't apologize for daydreaming, stargazing, or any activity that speaks to your soul. Take a long walk, a short nap, or sit quietly. Others may not respect the value of slowing down, but you know what's best for you. Become a gentle warrior and protect what matters most to you. Make your own list of non-negotiables. Begin to protect your health, your love, your loves, and your life. Do this with the heart of a gentle warrior, and your efforts won't be selfish or isolating, but instead will allow you to be and give your best self. These non-negotiables or life rules won't limit you. Creating boundaries makes room to expand in all directions. You'll free up time, space, and attention to expand in any direction you choose. And you'll have great clarity on what the best direction is. If you want to trade your busy life for a full one, join the free 21-day Busy Boycott Challenge. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled A Gentle Warrior's Manifesto to End Busyness by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Just a reminder that this podcast is ad-free, which means most days I don't make anything at all. And somehow I've been able to do this podcast every day for about 6 months. But if I don't bring sponsors in soon or have amazing listeners like you contribute, then it can't go on forever. So if you want to help out, you can come by oldpodcast.com to become a patron of the show. You'll hear from me personally, and it'd be a huge help. And thank you to everyone who has helped already. And that does it for today. Tomorrow is Silver Sunday, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.